Fire away. Try to answer your questions. Kind of a big week, huh?
Just like in the other game, I thought.
It is. It is, absolutely. Yeah.
Matt, you were named the Assistant Coach of the Year by the PFWA. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I was made aware of that as I was walking out here. That's certainly a tremendous honor. You know, those types of awards really are team awards. You know, I think Rick and Coach Zimmer have put together a group of players and coaches that are outstanding. You know, certainly our owners support our efforts. And, you know, we really have a lot of guys on this team that have done their jobs week in and week out. And, you know, I can speak for the offense. You know, we have a staff of guys where we're constantly communicating so all the good ideas can flow to the top. And then, you know, my role as a coordinator is to sort of steer the ship and provide some vision and help the quarterback function on game day. And so it's a great honor, but I think it's something that really is team.
Do you take any amount of pride in the way the quarterbacks have played this year? You know, obviously, both of them come back from different adversities.
Yeah. Well, I think it's primary. If you're going to win football games and play good offense, that your quarterback functions well. And we have a really, really good quarterback culture here. Kevin does a great job with them. We stay on the same page, which I think is hugely important. No matter how many layers you have coaching the quarterback, you have to stay on the same page so the quarterback's hearing the same message. And so we do that. And then they play good football. They've done the things we've asked them to do. They've made plays. They've created. They get us in and out of runs and, you know, from run to pass, pass to run. And so they functioned well, and it's really helped us win games.
What did you think you had in Case when you first encountered him, and could you have imagined it unfolding the way it has?
Well, we certainly didn't know as much about him then as we know now. We knew he was a good player. We knew he had won games in this league. We were looking for a backup quarterback at that time, and you never know that a guy's going to come in as a starter and have the success he's had. I've grown to really appreciate him over the season because all of the things that he's done, and it's really all the things that the world doesn't see, the way he prepares, the way he leads, the way he stays in the moment, the way every Monday's the same after a win, after a loss, how he approaches Thursday. And so those are the things that I think I've really gained an appreciation for.
You ever shake your head and say, how did this guy go undrafted?
No. I shake my head about a lot of things, but not that. I think we've seen it a lot, you know, where you get a quarterback and maybe a system and a place, you know, the stars all cross, and a guy has a chance to have success. And hopefully this is just the first of many years going forward for Case, and I know that's what we're hoping.
When you start working with a new quarterback, Case took over, how do you form a connection with that new quarterback and kind of implement your offense that way, but form the connection you need to produce right away?
Well, we're educators, you know, and I think they don't work for us. We work together, so we start by talking, you know. We kind of talk about our backgrounds. We talk about the things that we've done in the past. We talk about the things that we like. And then what you try to do is build a system around the things that the quarterback can do. We all have plays. We all run curl, flat, and four verticals. We just got to find the things that player can do well. And it really comes down to just a lot of communicating, like we would do, all of us would do as educators.
How much do you think Sam Bradford's experience in Philly and against his defense can benefit?
Yeah, I think, I was there 13 years. I'm pretty familiar with their operation. Sam certainly was there for a short period of time. We both have great amount of respect for what they've accomplished. And, I think that we can minimize the effect of that. They're a different team than when Sam was there. They're playing extremely well. They're doing it now with their backup quarterback. And so it's going to be Vikings versus Eagles. And what Sam and I know about the operation probably won't have much to do with the game.
How about personnel? I mean, there's certainly some guys still there from when you were there.
Oh,
I mean,
personnel for sure. You know, we certainly are familiar with a lot of the players, and we got great respect for them. You know, it's amazing what they've accomplished, and they've done it. You know, they've done it a long time there. I was just thinking back. This is my sixth NFC Championship game. Five of them were with the Eagles, and so they've done a lot of winning for a very long time. They do things right there. And you know, their operation is very impressive.
Lots made about Philly fans and then the atmosphere they can create for opponents and things like that. What were your experience with them in your time there?
Well, they're passionate, educated fans. They love their football team, and you know, they're there to watch the game and contribute in a way to help their team win. And so I get it. I lived it for 13 years on that side of it, and it's going to be a great environment for a game. You know, we have to approach it as we do any road environment, where it's the noise that we have to deal with, and then keep the rest of it out of it.
Pat, how much of a whirlwind was the last week and a half with the interviews and then preparing for New Orleans, and then obviously what came out of the New Orleans game with all the dramatics there?
Yeah.
Is it almost like you're just kind of settling back into normalcy now?
Well, I don't know I think every day becomes a new normal. You know, I've always sort of felt that. You know, we as coaches find a way to compartmentalize things. Like, we just finished practice, we're visiting here, and then we're going to quickly go upstairs and watch the tape. So we just move on from one thing to the other, and we don't let things that are happening around us distract us, and this week is no different.
A couple more, guys.
When you look at how they've been successful against the run, what's kind of enabled that, and then can you address their depth on the D-line?
Yeah, well, you led into why they're so good. They're really a tremendous front seven, and it starts with the front four, and really it's the front eight. They play lots of players, so the ones that are in there, they rotate them like hockey lines, you know. So they go in there and they sell out, and then they get a rest, and they really trust all their guys to be in critical situations. Sometimes defensive lines that rotate, you know, you get to what would be considered a critical third down, they may just make sure they put the front liner, but they play their guys. And so front to back, they're a challenge to block. They're a solid scheme. They don't give up many big plays. And they've got typically an extra guy close to the line of scrimmage. And I think that's why they're pretty good at making sure the runs don't pop out.
A lot of reports about that you're going to be the next Giants coach. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Not really. I mean, there's a time and place for everything. This is not the time or the place to talk about that. Again, it's just part of staying in the moment. And our focus right now is to put together a really good plan, get on a plane, go to Philadelphia, and get it on.
Yeah, Case, you know, there's obviously the talk. He talks about staying in the system. Then, like, he talked Sunday about how he kind of got away from that when he threw that interception. But what are your thoughts on him, kind of the balance between staying in the system and sometimes taking some of those risks that can lead to good plays as well?
Yeah, I think we all want to create. And I think anybody that has the ball in their hands, if they're still on their feet and running around, they think they can make a play. And that's part of what makes players special. Now, certainly with all that, you know, you got to make good decisions with the ball, whether it's early in the down or late in the down. And I think we all learn from things. You know, there was a handful of things in that game that I want back that I wish could have done differently. I think every player and coach walks away from a game and, you know, we kind of self-analyze that. And I mean, I think it's pretty obvious he wanted that one back.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that. Yeah.